Welcome everybody. It's a big crowd. Baruch Hashem. Nice to see all of you. Some of you I see on a regular basis. Some of you less frequently. It's good to see you all. I just want to share with you, you know, we say in the Haggadah that the mitzvah to Misapa Yitzis Mitzrayim and from Erezim Shubach, we don't find this by other Yom Tovim, we don't find this by Sukkos. You don't have to sit in the Sukkah and discuss with your family what happened when we came out in the Midbar in the Anane Kovot. You don't have to talk about Shavuos. We don't tell our children that we sat around Har Sinai, be Mekabel Torah. So why on Pesach? And the first answer obviously is because Chai Volunteer says, Asma Kiyos, which I first have to imagine he himself came out of Zion. And the only way you can imagine it is you talk about it. And the more you, that's why I raise Yom Shuvach, the more you talk, the better, because it doesn't say the more you bench Lulav, the better off you are. Or the more you lay in the Pasha, it's better. It's because by Pesach, the ik is to feel Yom Shuvach. So, of course, the more you talk about it, the more you can relate to it. You know, something happens, and you go back to the room, and you talk about it, you shoot it. So then, you know, you begin to relive the experience. But, of course, poses the question, so why is Nechiv of Achai Vodim Rios Azatzma that he's, if he stood in the, he sat on the sukkahs in the Anane Kovot, or Achai Vodim Rios Azatzma, either he was Har Sinai. I think the answer is, the Rosh Hashiva Zechit Tzadik Yeroch used to say over with Shuvas Rashba, but it says in other form, Doshem, that whatever happens in the calendar, in the Jewish calendar, is not just a historical event. It's not like Moshe, let's say, July the 4th, right? It's not just a day where to commemorate the fact that the British gave independence to the colonies. It's like, you know, it's a historical event. It's not like, you know, the dates in the English calendar are a memory of what happened on that day. But by the Torah, the things that happen in the calendar, the Rashbo says the Hashpo of that day comes back. The Hashpo, Mamash the Hashpo comes back, which is the Maisa, Halacha. Mishenichnas Adam Mamash Simcha is a Halacha that if you have a court case with a Goy, you should do it during Adar, because there's a Hashpo of Simcha and Adar during the 9 days. Tisha B'Av is a bad Hashpo of Din, so we try to be careful not to do things that could be invoke the Din against us. And we do see historically that different bad things happened on Tisha B'Av throughout the generations. So Pesach, what was the Hashpo of Pesach? The Hashpo of Pesach was Lekachti Eschem Lilam. The ultimate goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Kabbalah Torah, and the Lekachti Eschem Lilam became the Am Hashem. That's what happened. That's the Hashpo of Pesach. So every Pesach, that Hashpo comes back. Since that Hashpo comes back, we have to connect to the Hashpo. How do we connect to Hashpo? How did they become the Am Hashem? They went through Mitzrayim, and they came out of Mitzrayim. They suffered the Shibud, and then they had the Cheirus. So we have to do the same thing. We can only become the Am Hashem. We can only be Mekabel that Hashpo if we go through the emotions of what they went through, and imagine we were in Mitzrayim, imagine that we came out, and then by feeling that, we can then be Mekabel that Hashpo. So when we finally come to the Baruch HaTov Hashem Galus at the end, we're reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're saying we get the Am Hashem. Sukkos, we don't have to imagine it because we sit in the Sukkah. The Hashpo of Sukkah was the Hashpo of Anani Kovod. We sit in the Sukkah underneath the Schach. That is the Hashpo. We can Mekabel that. Shavuos, the Hashpo of Shavuos was Kabbalah Satorim, the Sinus Satorim. So we learn Torah. But Pesach, the Hashpo is becoming the Am Hashem, and that we have to do by doing what they did to become the Am Hashem. And that's why it's something I think I'm suggesting, not saying for sure, but you know, you can go into the supermarket and you can put your stuff on the belt, and then you go to Giant, and then the lady behind you, she puts on her order, she puts her tray for chicken and a box of matzahs, you know, with many shepherds. But what's the matzahs doing there? Because somehow a Jew, however far removed he is, there's something inside of him that says, I'm a Yid. It's Pesach, and there's something that connects him, which he doesn't even realize, connects him to Hashem, because it's the Hashpo of reuniting Hashem. People not from seem to, they don't keep anything else. Maybe Yom Kippur, and they keep a seder, whatever sort of seder it is, they keep it. They eat matzah on Pesach, knedlich maybe because they eat gebroch. So, but they connect to Hashem. I think that's the whole Indian of Pesach. So I was thinking that it's not just by the Torah, by Pesach, by Sukkot, by Shavuot, but it's anything. If you want to connect to something, then every year you have to reconnect, otherwise you lose the connection. We connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every year on Pesach. You all went through the Mechina, you spent time in the Mechina, and when you came out of the Mechina, you had grown tremendously. And all of you will be moida that when you left after the 4 years, you've grown in the Torah, you've mastered Masechtas, you said Chidushim, you said Chaburas, you've learned how to think, and I can say this truthfully, that you are the pride and joy of all the yeshivas that you have gone to. It's wherever I've spoken to Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Osher has told me twice on two different occasions that the best Talmidim he has in his shir are the Talmidim from the Mechina. And it's true, wherever you go, you've said that, you're taking with you. Where did you get this from? You got this from because you had outstanding rebellion who gave over not just Torah, they gave over Avodah, they gave over you, the Sikhus Chulish or Talmidei Chachamim you studied and learned from. And you have that, and that's something that's with you forever. So it's Kedai. Many of you connect the whole time, many times during the year. But at least once a year to reconnect to the Rebbeim, reconnect to the Yeshiva, reconnect to the Mechina, so that bond that was created then will remain with you forever. And you can't go by a year without making that connection.